wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
America's most famous civil rights leader is being remembered today, 50 years after his assassination. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Bells will toll nationwide at 7:01 p.m. Eastern Time, 6:01 Central, marking the moment that Martin Luther King Jr. was shot as he stood on a balcony of a motel in Memphis. He's remembered most for his civil rights work, but King was also campaigning at the time for economic justice, starting the Poor People's Campaign in 1968. In fact, he was in Memphis at the behest of sanitation workers whose strike was for better working conditions. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 50 points. The NASDAQ up a few points. And the S&P 500 also up a few points. Oil, meanwhile, down a little bit as well this trading day. For all of these stories, please remember, check out usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Disney Cruise Lines last week presented a St. Louis, Missouri woman from boarding one of its ships because she was 25 weeks pregnant. Now, their policy says if you're over 24 weeks pregnant, you're not allowed to go on a cruise. Emily Jackson did have a note from her doctor, but said she didn't understand that she wouldn't be allowed on the cruise. But she explains the situation of what happened after she was told and her family was told that they would not be able to go on the cruise.
So we were in their waiting area on the inside for about an hour, and we were actually standing over by the window trying to get service to find other arrangements such as hotels because there wasn't any reception in there. They had basically told us to figure it out, you know, on our own. They didn't offer to help or anything like that. And then my dad had went up to the front desk area, and the workers were all seated behind a glass. And there was actually another family waiting to get help as well, and none of the workers were coming out of the glass. And so my dad did raise his voice and say, you know, can we get some help? And the other customer next to us, she has actually since messaged me saying how she's so sorry that I'm receiving so much backlash because she was there and, you know, saw that how we reacted. And she said that she thought we handled ourselves very well and that they were frustrated as well with the way the workers were handling themselves. And even after we left, they were still talking badly about us and making fun of us.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump talked about placing military personnel on the border between the United States and Mexico. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, he's a big fan of that idea.
Look, I'm very supportive of it. Any help we can get. We're not allowed to do a lot of things as a state. This is a federal issue, and so if the president thinks National Guard will help us, given the situation in Mexico and this caravan of people, certainly we're open to that.
The founder and CEO of Facebook has a date with Congress. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The House Energy and Commerce Committee says Mark Zuckerberg will go before the panel next week to discuss internet privacy. The committee says it will shed light on critical consumer data privacy issues. Facebook's been under fire itself since a political data firm reportedly collected info from the profiles of 50 million Facebook users without their consent to help President Trump's presidential campaign.
This is USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product. And I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand. And I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
America's most famous civil rights leader is being remembered today, 50 years after his assassination. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Bells will toll nationwide at 7:01 p.m. Eastern Time, 6:01 Central, marking the moment that Martin Luther King Jr. was shot as he stood on a balcony of a motel in Memphis. He's remembered most for his civil rights work, but King was also campaigning at the time for economic justice, starting the Poor People's Campaign in 1968. In fact, he was in Memphis at the behest of sanitation workers whose strike was for better working conditions. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 50 points. The NASDAQ up a few points. And the S&P 500 also up a few points. Oil, meanwhile, down a little bit as well this trading day. For all of these stories, please remember, check out USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Disney Cruise Lines last week presented a St. Louis, Missouri woman from boarding one of its ships because she was 25 weeks pregnant. Now, their policy says if you're over 24 weeks pregnant, you're not allowed to go on a cruise. Emily Jackson did have a note from her doctor, but said she didn't understand that she wouldn't be allowed on the cruise. But she explains the situation of what happened after she was told and her family was told that they would not be able to go on the cruise.
So we were in their waiting area on the inside for about an hour, and we were actually standing over by the window trying to get service to find other arrangements such as hotels because there wasn't any reception in there. They had basically told us to figure it out, you know, on our own. They didn't offer to help or anything like that. And then my dad had went up to the front desk area, and the workers were all seated behind a glass. And there was actually another family waiting to get help as well, and none of the workers were coming out of the glass. And so my dad did raise his voice and say, you know, can we get some help? And the other customer next to us, she has actually since messaged me saying how she's so sorry that I'm receiving so much backlash because she was there and, you know, saw that how we reacted. And she said that she thought we handled ourselves very well and that they were frustrated as well with the way the workers were handling themselves. And even after we left, they were still talking badly about us and making fun of us.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
And good afternoon. My name is Richard Scuderi, and our program today is called Modern Design. We come to you each Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. live, talking about all things design. We're a little bit without our music today, so I feel a little naked starting the show, but we have a lot to cover. So why don't we go and take a look at the weather today, and we'll talk about today's show. This should be interesting because I've been hearing mixed things about the weather. Currently, it's overcast skies at 53 degrees. There is a high wind warning in effect from now until 8 p.m. Wednesday. A couple of red flags are coming up here. It says this afternoon, showers and windy 100% with a high of 55. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear, then breezy with a low of 28. On Thursday, it's going to be a nice sunny day, but a little bit on the cool side at 47 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy, then chance of rain and snow showers. There's that word, four-letter word again, with a low of 33, so very cold. On Friday, 50% chance of rain with a high of 55. Friday night, 50% chance of rain again with a low of 32. On Saturday, there's a chance of rain, snow showers. What happened to April showers? Bring May flowers. With a high of only 39 degrees on Saturday night, it's going to be chance of rain again, then partly cloudy. So with a low of only 28. So not good weather coming up. So this is important that we focus on the inside of our house and other projects to keep us busy. Again, my name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is called Modern Design. We meet here each Wednesday from 2 to 3 in our little clubhouse here and talk about all things design. Our topic today, if you're following me on social media and my blog, I have a blog that I publish each Sunday called The Color Guru, G-U-R-U, at blogspot.com, and then I talk about the upcoming topic for the week with pictures. And my topic for this week is called Spring Greens. Even though it seems cold and snowy out still, we're going to start pushing ahead towards spring, and hopefully that'll bring us some better weather in the weeks to come. And adding the look of spring and adding specific light spring greens to your home now will really sort of brighten it, and looking forward to the new season. All right, we're going to take a couple of commercial messages to pay for our show, and we will continue with more of Modern Design right here on WHCR-DB in Flemington.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. Again, my name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer, contractor, and home stager for the past 21 years. I do have two locations, MH Home Stores. One of them is within Flemington Fan and Lighting right here in the Flemington area in Ringo's, New Jersey. And that's 176 Route 20231 in Ringo's. Within Flemington Fan and Lighting, with over my section, over 1,000 square feet of wonderful space, a lot of stuff crammed in, beautiful dishes and glasses and serving pieces and small pieces of furniture and just great things, artwork, great things for your home at wonderful prices. If you feel like taking a drive a little bit further north near the Short Hills Mall in beautiful downtown Maplewood Village, I do have a larger location at 191B, Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. Lots of furniture in that location. To reach Maven Hill Designs for everything, the phone number for Maven Hill Designs is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. If you want to check out my work, you can go to my website, which is www.maven, M-A-V-I-N, Hill, H-I-L-L, Designs with an S, .com. Okay, so our topic today happens to be spring greens. And as I usually do, I like to work from the outside in. My headset's on kind of funny today. From the outside in and talk about things that can add green. Something I'm obsessed with right now is the color Granny Smith Apple Green. It has such a freshness to me. I really absolutely love it. I was working on a house in Maplewood, I guess on Monday, and there's a house two doors down, and they just, in the fall they had painted it, but I took a look at it, and I love the colors. Now, normally I don't like blue for houses. It's not a color that I like, but it's almost a very, very dark gray blue. It is blue. It's not gray, but it really has a dark sort of gray look to it all the way around the house. It has crisp white trim. Doesn't have any shutters on the house, but then they have a pop of Granny Smith apple green as the front door color in semi-gloss. It is so sharp looking. I really like that. So my first tip about spring greens is how about painting your front door? You know, the new trend is having a very dark color house with crisp white trim. In fact, super white is very popular right now. For trim, and then a pop at the front door. So why not try green? There's a couple of Benjamin Moore green colors I like a lot. One is actually called Granny Smith, and that's the special paint they have. It's Color Stories paint. So that's CSP, Color Stories paint, 860, Granny Smith. It's a great looking color. There's another color that's slightly darker that's also kind of nice. That color is also a Benjamin Moore color for your front door called Limeade, like lemonade Limeade. And that's CSP, Color Stories Paint, 865. So CSP 860 and 865 are sort of shocking, sort of Granny Smith green pops of color. And I think that they're really nice in the space, and it'll bring a freshness to your front door. You can always change out your front door paint. It's not a lot of paint, but it gives it a fresh look, and it's in style. The second thing is adding some green flowers outside. I've always been a fan of green and white flowers. They're my favorite combination. You know, when you have a green flower, you start to notice the architecture of the flower, the leaves, the stem, and it gets a new perspective on what flowers are all about. So green flowers such as the, and very in right now, you could plant them because they're very hardy, is the Helleborus flower or Lenten rose. They're very hardy. The deer don't seem to touch them, and they come in beautiful green flowers and low. They grow in low areas, and they give you gorgeous flowers and very, very hardy. Any sort of green shrubbery or anything that you can put around. Boxwoods are kind of nice. There's a new trend right now is to take boxwoods, dwarfed boxwoods that are round, and then put them in a dark gray zinc pot on either side of your door. So small boxwoods, miniature boxwoods are something to do that gives a lot of that emerald green. Helleborus flowers in your garden is another thing to do. And just things that are beautiful and green that adorn the outside of your property. Planters are another way to do things. I was shopping for planters in my store, and then I had one client in mind specifically. Ceramic planters. Now, you have to take them in the winter, but seasonal ceramic planters can give you a real pop of color. I did see up in J&M in Madison, New Jersey, which is a great resource for pots, citrus green enamel-looking pots, really gorgeous, would give you a pop of color at your front door and bring that spring green into the space. How about when you get your patio set out, which hopefully will be soon, how about changing your market umbrella? Right now, my market umbrellas have been dark green for the last, I don't know, as many years as I can remember. This year, I'm going out and I'm going to buy a sort of a citrus green, a light green umbrella, and I'm going to buy a rectangular shape. That new rectangular shape is really nice, and I'm seeing it starting to trend. But switching out to a spring green, something, you know, something that pops a little bit, that could be kind of a nice combination. And as I always say, citrus or spring green, lime green with dark charcoal navy, is a dark charcoal or navy are a really nice combination together. Now let's talk about transitioning to the inside of your home and things that you can do to make your inside look fresh and springy and bring in some of that spring green. Well, we want to start perhaps at the front entrance. I always think that every house should have a foyer table and a mirror when you come in. It sort of denotes that that is your foyer or hallway area. How about getting a great vase and then putting in beautiful green flowers? Green and white is very nice together, doing a wonderful combination of very pretty flowers. Some of the ones that I like in particular are something called Bells of Ireland. They're tall flowers, and they are all green, and they're very good looking. Also, spider mums in sort of a citrus green are a really nice thing to do and not expensive. Alstroemeria in a citrus green are a beautiful green color, or white and green are very, very nice together. Cabbage roses or another green that's very beautiful together that you can put in a clear vase, tall clear vase, and just have a look. Also, you can mix things like right now I'm seeing a lot of pussy willows, things that are organic, and then mixing in green flowers with that to have some height in the space, and that'll be very nice at your front entrance. Another thing that I like to use in vases now is ferns. Ferns are really back in style and very organic, very pretty with sort of mossy, citrusy greens. So use ferns. Do it. Go out to your yard. I know I have a lot of ferns and they're still around. Cut in some beautiful ferns and put them in a round cylinder vase, a lot of them at your foyer entrance. They're really sharp looking and a little bit cleaner looking. Also, the look of a large leaf is really popular now. So maybe you have a wonderful houseplant that has a really big, large leaf, and you put a single leaf in a vase. That's very architectural. I saw that actually in Ethan Allen the other day. Of course, it was not a real leaf, but it had that look, like a big palm leaf or a plant that has a very big leaf, and you do a single one in a vase. That's a really sharp look. To do and add the green to the space. All right, we're at our first set of commercial messages and a lot more. Our show today is all about spring greens and bringing that to the table.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Honoring Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer, home stager, and contractor working in the tri-state area for the past 21 years. So we're talking in this first segment about getting that look of spring, that spring green that we've been looking for. And we talked mostly about the outside of the home. And I had suggested in one of the things that we use a wonderful sort of spring green at the front door, perhaps with a gray tone at the outside. So I'm going to hold this up, and those are some of the Benjamin Moore colors I like. You want a really nice sort of Granny Smith apple green just at the front door with crisp white, super white trim. And then the color that I like for the outside of the house these days is Kendall Charcoal. That's HC Historic Color 166. Kendall Charcoal, and they're really beautiful Granny Smith apple green to tie that in together as an interesting color. I have a lot of colors to look at today that we're going to look at. Just speaking of colors, one of the things that I am is a colorist, and one of the things that I will do for $199 with a coupon, I will come out to your home and I'll pick the paint colors for your entire house, every room, wall, ceiling, and trim. And even if you didn't do anything else, it really has, it's really beneficial to have the focus of a professional designer and colorist to pick the best colors. It really does make a difference, the colors that you put in the space. So we talked in the first segment again about putting a pop of color at the front door, bringing that green in, using plants or flowers at the front door, Helleborus or Lenten roses are one that I like a lot. Boxwoods, dwarfed boxwoods. Could be very nice at your front door. Then we talked about using really powerful painters in ceramics, a painted painter pot, I should say, and citrus green is a nice way to go. Maybe the crackle with the citrus green could be very nice. Then we talked about maybe getting a market umbrella, changing out your color this year to a really rich citrus green. We talked about now inside about having an arrangement now for spring, having wonderful green flowers like bells of Ireland, cabbage roses, wonderful different spider mums, all arrangement, all of architectural spider mums in citrus green. Those things can be very nice at the entrance and very much denote spring. Now, you don't have to use flowers at the front door. You can use other elements. I love ferns, and often through the season, when they're up, I will take the ferns in my property, in my beds, cut them, and then use a clear glass cylinder vase and fill them with ferns. That's a great look. It's architectural. You could put some stones, some river stones at the bottom, then the stems, the clear glass, and then the ferns on top, and that's a really nice look to bring some greens into the space. Or a large leaf. There's a trend right now because we're a little bit on a minimalist phase and simple and organic to just do one big leaf. Maybe it's a hosta leaf. Maybe it's a any sort of a leaf, a palm leaf, just by itself, something architectural in a vase, very sharp looking, and will bring the look of greens inside. One of the hottest things this year, and I sell them in my stores, particularly in my Maplewood store, is succulents. And succulents are plants that look a little bit like a cactus, but they don't have the prickly parts to them. And they come in all different shapes and sizes. They're very organic. They don't need much to survive. Very little, but you do a lot with them. You cluster them together. And anytime you go into a store, if you go into Pier 1, if you go into any sort of store that has any sort of decoration, West Elm, any of these stores, Williams-Sonoma Home, you're going to see the succulents. They're really beautiful looking, both real ones and then fake ones. And the real ones look fake. So I often carry a lot of the fake ones, and putting them together in beautiful arrangements is very in style right now. Putting them into gray weathered wood containers, and then fill that with different types of succulents all together. Really nice looking. It's an arrangement. It's different. It brings spring greens in. Just doing them selectively, small ones, doing them in a row, putting them on a mantelpiece or a shelf can look really nice. And the planters can vary. I have one in my store that's all sort of hammered silver, and it has all different succulents in it. Really good looking, and creates a shape with the shades of spring. So that's another thing that you can definitely do. Also, just buying houseplants, getting some very pretty houseplants, and just add some green to your space. There's a new plant that's trending out there, and it's a ornamental fig tree. It actually won't produce fruit, but it has sort of that sort of interesting fig leaf configuration, and it's really trending right now. If you Google interior inside fig trees, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's a nice plant to have. I've always liked the banana leaf palm, but I know they're very hard to grow. So bringing some greens inside your house will definitely do that, and good for the environment. Houseplants are always inexpensive. You can pick them up at the supermarket, and they just bring that green in. Grasses. I absolutely love ornamental grasses, and often if I'm doing a dining room table, instead of doing some sort of fake flowers, I'd rather do wonderful ornamental grasses, something maybe linear, because linear things are in right now in general. The linear shape is, or rectangular shape is very in. So if you do a wonderful a hammered metal pot and you fill it with ornamental grasses, you'll have some height and you'll have that crisp spring look in your space. Or maybe on a bookshelf, you get a couple of wonderful terracotta pots and you fill them with ornamental grasses and put them in different spots, and you have that pop of that fresh spring, that citrus green look, which is so nice and very just a fresh look. The next thing is herb pots, and another look that I like a lot. Well, I have herb pots, so you can do herb pots, get a great terracotta pot. These Italian terracotta ones are really gorgeous, and then do four different ones. Maybe you want to do basil, which always takes off. You want to do rosemary, which does very well. You might want to do cilantro, but cilantro can be difficult. I personally like cilantro. And then a fourth herb pot, maybe a flat-leaf parsley. So you have that look of green. You have it in the window if you have a southern exposure, and that's a great way to do it. But there's a new thing that's also trending that I kind of like. I don't know how practical it is, but people are asking me for it in kitchens. And that is, you put up sort of a rack on one of the walls of the kitchen, and then in the pockets of the rack, you plant herbs. So you can literally go to your wall and have sort of an herb garden on your wall and pick out basil for your pasta dish and pick out flat-leaf parsley for something that's going to have parsley in it. And, pick out, if you're doing red potatoes, putting rosemary that you pick out. So that's trending a lot, living walls and things inside and outside of your house that are attached to the wall. So something interesting. I probably more likely to do that outside than inside, because it'll keep the herbs up and off when from the animals. But something else to bring green inside your house. Spring green candles. If you're looking for gorgeous spring green candles, I have wonderful collection from Yankee Candle called Rainforest Dew, and they are the most beautiful. They're sort of the color of the inside of a honeydew. They're this beautiful sort of a honeydew green and a wonderful scent. Just bringing out even just one in a space on a coffee table, in your kitchen island when you're cooking, and that sort of spring green not only bring scent, but bring beautiful saturated color to a space. All right, so it seems that we've come to the news portion of our show. A lot in store on spring greens, a lot of wonderful and inexpensive ideas that you can try this afternoon and change the look of your house. We're going to take our news break, and a lot more in store with Modern Design today.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump talked about placing military personnel on the border between the United States and Mexico. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, he's a big fan of that idea.
Look, I'm very supportive of it. Any help we can get. We're not allowed to do a lot of things as a state. This is a federal issue, and so if the president thinks National Guard will help us, given the situation in Mexico and this caravan of people, certainly we're open to that.
The founder and CEO of Facebook has a date with Congress. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The House Energy and Commerce Committee says Mark Zuckerberg will go before the panel next week to discuss internet privacy. The committee says it will shed light on critical consumer data privacy issues. Facebook's been under fire itself since a political data firm reportedly collected info from the profiles of 50 million Facebook users without their consent to help President Trump's presidential campaign.
This is USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
America's most famous civil rights leader is being remembered today, 50 years after his assassination. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Bells will toll nationwide at 7:01 p.m. Eastern Time, 6:01 Central, marking the moment that Martin Luther King Jr. was shot as he stood on a balcony of a motel in Memphis. He's remembered most for his civil rights work, but King was also campaigning at the time for economic justice, starting the Poor People's Campaign in 1968. In fact, he was in Memphis at the behest of sanitation workers whose strike was for better working conditions. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 50 points. The NASDAQ up a few points. And the S&P 500 also up a few points. Oil, meanwhile, down a little bit as well this trading day. For all of these stories, please remember, check out usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Disney Cruise Lines last week presented a St. Louis, Missouri woman from boarding one of its ships because she was 25 weeks pregnant. Now, their policy says if you're over 24 weeks pregnant, you're not allowed to go on a cruise. Emily Jackson did have a note from her doctor, but said she didn't understand that she wouldn't be allowed on the cruise. But she explains the situation of what happened after she was told and her family was told that they would not be able to go on the cruise.
So we were in their waiting area on the inside for about an hour, and we were actually standing over by the window trying to get service to find other arrangements such as hotels because there wasn't any reception in there. They had basically told us to figure it out, you know, on our own. They didn't offer to help or anything like that. And then my dad had went up to the front desk area, and the workers were all seated behind a glass. And there was actually another family waiting to get help as well, and none of the workers were coming out of the glass. And so my dad did raise his voice and say, you know, can we get some help? And the other customer next to us, she has actually since messaged me saying how she's so sorry that I'm receiving so much backlash because she was there and, you know, saw that how we reacted. And she said that she thought we handled ourselves very well and that they were frustrated as well with the way the workers were handling themselves. And even after we left, they were still talking badly about us and making fun of us.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
And my name is Richard Scuderi, and our program is called Modern Design. When we were on the news break, I did notice right on the mantle here in studio, I think the tail end of an arrangement that was done here for St. Patrick's Day with some really interesting flowers, and that's the remnants of what left. But a tall cylindrical vase is nice, filled with sort of green flowers. So just an example of what I was talking about at your foyer, having a wonderful vase with lots of different flowers. Probably not this old, but flowers in a tall cylindrical glass vase with greens can be really, really nice and fresh looking. So our topic today happens to be spring greens, bringing the look of spring into your home, even though the weather is not so great. So I'm going to have some inexpensive suggestions now that you can do. We left off last with using candles, wonderful candles. And if you come into my Maplewood store, I have a series of candles that Yankee Candle made that I don't see in the stores. They're sort of a honeydew color. They're called Rainforest, and they're just beautiful. A color of honeydew and a very sweet smell. And they can change it. Just one candle could make a big difference, all different sizes and shapes. Another thing that you can do, which has a big visual impact to decorate, is go into the produce aisle of your supermarket. Wonderful things there that could make an impact in how your house looks. The first thing is something that I did in a couple's house last week. And I try to work with what people already had. And I noticed this woman had a big collection of silver. You don't see silver used that much in a house anymore, real silver, because it tarnishes and it's a lot of maintenance. And she had all the silver in a closet. And I said, what are you doing with all the silver in a closet? I said, maybe we could use a piece here or there. And she said, please, because I just have everything in the closet all the time. So I took out a beautiful silver bowl. She had some, you know, dried flowers in the center of the table, which really didn't do much for anything. So I said, let's get rid of those. So we actually throw those out. I'm not a big fan of dried flowers per se. And I said, why don't we take this beautiful silver bowl? Let's not do flowers. Let's do something else. And I went through her things, and I went to her CRISPR drawer, and I noticed she had some Granny Smith green apples. And we filled, I did as many as I had there. I sort of built it up with paper underneath. And I filled as much as I could the bowl with Granny Smith green apples. Then the client went out later that day and filled that silver bowl, that beautiful silver bowl with Granny Smith green apples. That is what she uses all the time on her dark wood dining room table now. It's exquisite. It really looks nice. We have beautiful hurricanes with white pillar candles inside, and just that silver bowl with those Granny Smith green apples. That is something you can do very inexpensively and have a beautiful centerpiece in your home. Another thing that I like to do is, do you have a salad bowl? Some of those salad bowls, those real wood salad bowls with a great dark stain, are great for staging on an island or on a kitchen table. With the dark salad bowl, I've taken avocados and filled it with avocados and put it on a kitchen table. Limes, the look of a gorgeous dark wood salad bowl. Or buy a smaller one just for the kitchen table or the island. Fill that with limes. You know, when you're having drinks, what's better than having limes around? Get a bag of limes and fill that. That's a way of bringing spring green. And the citrus even has a really nice scent. The limes, even as they mature, have a nice scent. And you get that wonderful look of spring green. Another one that's very beautiful looking, even just on a beautiful glass dish or a flat dish, is pears. Get some beautiful green pears and put them on a dish somewhere. And you have decorating. You've added spring. It's cost almost nothing. But it's a fresh sort of pretty look. Another thing that you can do is a little accent wall. You know, take a space that's kind of dull and then judge it up a little bit. Perhaps you have a small entrance, and one of the walls of your entrance, we're going to put a pop of a spring green. Looks fresh. You can do some wonderful things in it. Or perhaps maybe your bedroom is kind of boring, and maybe just the headboard wall we pop out with a little bit of color. And make it look kind of spring-like. So I brought a bunch of color ships from Benjamin Moore, different colors that I like that have that sort of spring green. Now this chip starts with number 202640, and that's apple green. I think this is quite pretty. It's sort of a yellowy kind of green. I'm going to get as close as I can to our camera. But if you take a look at this, these are some very pretty spring greens that I wouldn't do all over a room, but just as a pop in a certain area of a room, an accent wall, a little bit of an inset would be a nice place to do something like that. So we have Benjamin Moore's apple green, which is 202640. Fresh cut grass, which is also a nice color, and that's 202650, and summer lime, which is 202660. So those are all pretty, very nice spring greens that can be used selectively in one space in your house to bring that freshness in. The other combination that I like here is a little bit more subtle, and that is the card that has pear green on it. I'm going to have you look at this first and see that these are, in fact, also beautiful spring greens and can work very nice in your space. And they are Benjamin Moore colors 202840, 202850, and 202860. We have a wonderful pear green, a whale's green, and a celadon green. The lightest color on all these is just too light for a space, but I'll do that again. I love that middle one. I think that's really nice looking and can work well in a space and give you that sort of freshness in your space and make a change. There's a color in the middle of this card that I like a lot called hibiscus, and that's Benjamin Moore's 202750. It's the second one on this chip. It's a really pretty green, very rich looking. Something that you can look at for doing an accent or an inset. Maybe you have a niche and you don't know what to do with it. You can pop it out with a little bit of a citrus green, which would work nice. Colors that you want to stay off of are colors that have a neon-ness to it. So I'm going to show you some chips that are actually bad. If you put them on the wall, they're going to give you sort of a neon. And this one is bright lime, that chip of bright lime. And these are not going to give you Lyme. These are going to give you sort of a very fluorescent-y look. So you want to stay away from that. There are a lot of colors here now. This is called lime. Their actual lime green is very fluorescent, and it's not going to give you the colors. You want to stay to the softer colors that I'm talking about and not go with the colors that are very neon-like. And you know, stick with something that's a little bit softer and beautiful. There's one more series of colors that I like, and then we'll move on to other ways to attract spring green to your home. And that's in the Benjamin Moore deck. There's Sweet Pear and Golden Delicious are colors that I like a lot, and they are $389 and $390. I'll get that as close as possible so you can see that. They're actually this way, so let's see if you can see that. Those are also gorgeous spring greens that will look really, really nice. Another color that's a little bit paler, not such a spring green, but a color that I like a lot, is called Castleton Mist. That's a Benjamin Moore color, so I'm going to put that up as well. And that could go year-round. In fact, that's my color of my own living room. And I really like Castleton Mist a lot. That's Historic Color 1, HC1. It's the first color on the chart. So that's another way to do something, not just seasonally, but in this case, something that you would use all year long, that's sort of a pretty green that has a springy look to it. So we talked about adding an accent wall to a foyer or a headboard wall just to bring some of that spring green in. What about wallpaper? There's something new at Sherwin-Williams stores that I love. They've come up with this wallpaper that is peel and stick. And if you want to change the look seasonally, you can do a whole room, but I would do accent walls in wallpaper. If you go to any of the local Sherwin-Williams store, George, who is the general manager of the Sherwin-Williams store right here in Flemington, has been a guest on Modern Design before, and they have these great wallpapers that are on a roll that are temporary. So maybe you're living in an apartment, or maybe you're getting ready to move and you want to make too much of a change. You can go get a couple of rolls of this wallpaper that's temporary, and you can create a foyer look, a new fresh look. Maybe it's something that looks like a trellis with that green, or maybe it looks like grass paper with a wonderful green look as a backdrop, and you can change the way your foyer entrance looks. Maybe a great table, some wonderful dark wood and some ferns, and then your backdrop would be all like a dark green or a mossy green grass paper. What a great look for a space. Inexpensive, easy to do by doing an accent wall, a temporary accent wall with the wallpaper that is removable. We talked about, again, different candles. What about votive holders? You know, using regular white candles are what you have, but have the votive holders be green. I have a series of greens, different beautiful green glass votive holders. Some are a murky glass and some are just, they're striated with light green and dark green. Just glass candle holders around a space, a table, the entrance, anywhere scattered throughout the house on a mantelpiece, really bring that look without spending a lot of money. All right, we're going to go to our last set of commercial messages. A lot more to talk about how to green up your house on this drab next couple of days of weather and make everything seem ready for spring.
Help make your community safer. Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers is a community-based program aimed at making our community safer by providing an avenue for citizens to anonymously report criminal activity. It provides monetary rewards if the information leads to an arrest and indictment. See something, say something, and get cash for your anonymous tip. Call or text 1-800-321-0010 or go online to www.crimestoppershunterdon.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back with Modern Design. I'm your host, Richard Scuderi. I'm a interior decorator, home stager, and contractor working in the area for 21 years. I do have a local location here at 176 Route 202 31 in Flemington Fan and Lighting. I can meet you for an appointment, a consultation. I also have wonderful accessories and small pieces of furniture at that location. One of the things that we do, we talked about earlier in the show, is a color consultation. I'll come out, I'll spend a lot of time with you, and I'll pick out all your paint colors and leave you a big receipt with all the colors for your home. I also do something called Fresh Eyes, and I've worked on a couple of those this week in Flemington. And that is, I'll come out to your house and I'll go room by room. I take pictures of each room, and then I work on my computer coming up with a floor plan and ideas, and I leave you with sort of a wish list of ideas of things that you can do. To reach Maven Hill Designs at either of our locations, contact me or our staff at 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Our topic today happens to be spring greens and bringing that look, that freshness that we're so all anxious for into our home. So we talked about the that new product that I saw at Sherwin-Williams locations. It's a temporary wallpaper to do a really neat accent wall. And bring some of that seasonal color in that can just come down at the end of the season. I think that's kind of a nice and fun thing to try. Let's talk about some practical and inexpensive things you can do. How about sofa throws? Sofa throws give you a big area of a lot of saturated color. So maybe we go out to, I don't know, any sort of store and look at the throws that are available. Target had some nice throws. I was in there the other day, and maybe sort of a mossy or spring green. What about pillows? Pillows are the best. And this year I see a lot of nature-inspired pillows. Pottery Barn had beautiful pillows. When I was in there a couple of days ago, lots of birds aviary-type pillows in greens and browns and organic colors. Lots of leaves, lots of foliage, and greens in particular. And that's a nice way to do, add some accent pillows. Change out. You should have more than one set of pillows. You should rotate them. You should work on them seasonally. Pillows kind of gross after a while, so change out your pillows often. It's actually a healthy thing to do, and the season. Here's a project that I did maybe last year, I think, for a sideboard. I wanted to do something pretty and interesting and green. So I went out and I had glass hurricanes, and I wanted to do something interesting with them on a sideboard. The woman was having a party, and I wanted to dress up the sideboard a little bit for her. So I went out and got these beautiful hurricanes that were, you know, very big. They had a base to them, and I bought beautiful big white pillar candles, but there was still a lot of space left, and it was kind of unadorned, and I wanted to bring that spring green color. I had a beautiful flower arrangement going on the center of the sideboard, and I wanted to carry some color. I went out, and I got split peas. I got a bag of beautiful split peas, and I put split peas in the bottom of the hurricane of both, and I nestled my white pillar candle, vanilla pillar candle, but in pure white, not cream, in these green, beautiful split peas. They sat there perfectly and were even, because often when you work in with a candle in a glass, it's not exactly straight. They kept them straight, and I got that beautiful green on the bottom. Again, something creative that you can do that doesn't cost a lot of money and can make a space look great and give you that green look. So split peas were interesting. Also, what about patio furniture? I have a little bistro set that's metal, and I think I'm going to do that. It's white right now, and I think for the spring, because I'm using a lot of gray and citrus green, I'm going to paint it out in a sort of a really pretty spring green using outdoor patio paint and give it a new look, which is a relatively easy thing to do. Outdoor lanterns on your deck or inside as well. Beautiful lanterns are in style right now. How about pick up one in spring green? I have some of them in my Maplewood store. and get that pop of spring green either inside or outside of your home. What about your kitchen towels? Change out your kitchen towels often. I just changed mine, and I did them all in sort of a spring green and then some in navy blue, and I alternate the blue and the green in my kitchen. Really pretty pennies to do something like that, changing out your towels and bring a new seasonal color in with them. Again, those you should have a lot of and change them out seasonally. Bathrooms and your little wonderful tip towels or your bathroom towels. How about bringing some sort of guacamole green or spring green? In my powder room, I have a lot of black and white. So in my black and white powder room, I just added just a couple of that spring green towel and put them in the mix. I did one on the pedestal sink, and then I did one or two of them in the basket underneath just to bring that pop of citrus into the space. And it gave it an updated sort of fresh spring look for the season. Green glass is so pretty, whether it be charger plates or votives or a vase near a window so the light comes through, and that beautiful sort of mid-tone green carries around the room. So any sort of glass, green glass, is beautiful. Also, especially for your kitchen, Ladylike Antiques across the way here has been a guest on Modern Design several times, actually. She has a lot of that beautiful Depression glass, and Depression glass has that sort of spring green kind of a look. I have a big plate from my Nana that's that spring green Depression glass. Right now I have, from Easter, I have beautiful white hyacinths on it. But that green, that some of that Depression glass around the house can give you that spring look. You probably already have some of it. Put it up, do something with it, and display it. It's very nice to give you that look. Lampshades. No one thinks of maybe changing out their lampshades unless they're damaged. Sometimes the look of a lampshade can really change things. Try using green. You know, I noticed that a lot of lamps now have changed, and the bases are clear. I saw the other day that they had lamps with colored glass, and I saw beautiful lamps where the bases were like a green glass, and then the top shade was kind of like some sort of either a Berber or a rope, some sort of a natural element with a green, which was really beautiful. But I carry lampshades that are green, and also on chandeliers, I have green cups, or caps, I should say, that go on the black wrought iron chandeliers and really give it that spring look and a freshness and a change for spring. So lampshades are another thing you can do. How about dressing your table with some new things? Table runners, beautiful tablecloths with a spring green sort of a look. Perhaps you want to do a pattern. Maybe you want to do something that's all leaves. Spring leaves is kind of nice with the whites and the greens together. That can look really nice in the space. So many things came up when I was doing my research on this. Hosta leaves on the base of a flower arrangement. Do you ever see these days when you get a professional flower arrangement, you don't see the stems anymore. You'll get the clear glass, and they take hosta leaves and wrap them around where the stems go, and then the flowers on top. That's another thing. Branches, use branches with green flowers on them throughout your house in different arrangements, particularly in a foyer area if you have a nice foyer table. Green dogwoods come to mind that are lovely that you can do in the space. Green glass we said throughout the house. Jadeite, if you collect jadeite, one of my clients collects jadeite, put it out, display it. Show off the greens that you have in your home. Change out your artwork to some botanicals. That's something that will bring some of that spring look into it. Maybe a new wreath in your kitchen that's made of boxwoods or succulents or something with green. Decorate with moss. Moss is quite beautiful. Put it on the tops of your pots. Put it around space. Beautiful moss. Now they have moss briquettes and things that look like moss to bring some of the freshness in. Topiaries are always nice to do, maybe on a fireplace mantle or a table to bring some green in. Cloches, glass cloches with a lid where you put some greens underneath them and gives that green look. Wonderful fabrics. We're running out of time here, but I brought a bunch of fabrics that have that citrus kind of green in them. So we'll just take a look at one quickly here. This particular fabric has a lot of citrus greens, has some blues in it as well, but maybe a fresh fabric for spring is the way you should go. And finally, placemats, napkins, and napkin rings. Just a little bit of a touch when you're entertaining to bring spring greens into your season. Well, thank you for tuning in to Modern Design. You've been with me for over 4 years now, so I appreciate it. We have a lot of local guests coming up in the next couple weeks, so stay tuned to our program. And, of course, you can always watch us on Facebook or go to the website for Hunterdon Chamber Radio and listen to the podcast anytime. Thank you all, and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News.
A day before a woman opened fire at YouTube headquarters, her father warned police that her daughter may be upset with the company's handling of her videos and might be heading to the YouTube offices. Investigators also learned just how premeditated this attack was at YouTube.
Investigators also learned that the suspect went to a local gun range yesterday morning prior to visiting YouTube.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley ripped an action by the U.N. Security Council on Syrian chemical weapons used during a speech today, saying that, quote, we are rapidly slipping backward and coming into a world that we thought we had left. Take a listen to the rest of her comments.
The Assad regime keeps dropping chlorine bombs on innocent men, women, and children. Our lack of action has consequences. When we let one regime off the hook, others take notice.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard me talking about MediShare, but now I give you my friend Sherry.
Yes, I have loved MediShare. Loved it.
Is that all you have to say? Because this will be really short.
No, I really do love it. I've saved hundreds.